was this semester?
This semester was perfectly fine. Do you need elaboration on that? Okay. It was okay. I'm still alive. No one died this semester, so that's cool. Working on my QP, but you know, I've made progress. I've done things, written things. I've been to conferences, so you know, not bad. And all in all, not too shabby.
So what was your teaching assignment?
This semester I was a TA for Lin 200, language in the US. Sure, so Paola Cepeda was the instructor, and it is basically an intro to sociolinguistics for undergrads, focused on language and its social, you know, implications and consequences maybe in the United States.
So you didn't have to teach in front of students, right?
No, Lin 200 does not have recitations, so I didn't have
to
teach.
Have office hours.
I had office hours.
Did you have many students visiting?
Not really. I mean, students just come, you know, before an exam to basically complain about how they have to revise for exams, and then I tell them, calm down, everything's going to be okay, just go over everything we did in class and it's going to be fine.
So what are the components? What are the assessment components?
In Lin 200? So basically they, right, so every week they participate in online discussions, and then I grade those posts. They have people who are leaders and people who are commenters. The leaders get points out of 20, the commenters get points out of 10. And each week there's a topic that they all discuss in this online discussion. So that's mainly what I do. There are also homeworks, which are kind of essays. Also, you know, depending on the topics that were covered in those two or three weeks that preceded the essay homework, and Paola grades that, and of course exams. They do exams. There are three exams each semester in that class. So yeah.
Okay. So, what are your plans for this summer break?
The summer break, I will be going to Indiana pretty soon, actually, because. Yeah, I'll be teaching cerebral creation.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You're not going to Russia?
I am not going to Russia.
Oh, no.
Did you not know that?
No, it's just me and Anton.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So tell me more about the conference.
Yes, because so I got an offer that I accepted. It's like a 2-month summer course. They need a person to teach cerebral creation, right? So I applied and they accepted. I mean, you know, I was accepted. And yeah, it's going to be pretty intense. It's 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. So that's going to be intense, but I assume it's going to be at least fun or interesting. I don't know. So I'll be, yeah.
Do you have to use your CPT?
Yes. So pre-completion CPT, if you don't go over, if you don't have 12 months of pre-completion CPT, in theory, it shouldn't count towards your OPT.
Okay, that's good.
In practice, if it's part-time, then it really doesn't matter, so long as it's not over 12 months.
Yeah.
If it's full-time, then the university won't care, but the USCIS may or may not count it towards, and that is something that, like, if it comes to that, you can hire a lawyer and then fight for your rights, because, like, by definition, pre-completion CPT is not the same as an OPT.
Yeah, because I heard, like, for employment, if your employment is, like, less than a certain amount of time, you won't count it as OPT.
Right.
I'm not sure 2 months.
Right, but 2 months is, it's not about the duration. I mean, it is about the duration, but it's also about whether it's part-time or full-time.
Oh, okay.
And this is 12, this is 2 months full-time.
Oh, that's good to know.
So, you know, this may or may not be a problem in the future, hopefully not.
Okay. So, because this is your last time here, I have to ask you some questions about something.
Mm-hmm.
So, When you think about changes that have happened in your life in the past 2 years, what would be the first one that comes to your mind? It's a very deep question.
All right. All right. So the biggest change, the biggest thing that kind of left an impact on me, maybe it was the first time. Okay, so I think what I would like underline, what I would focus on basically would be the fact that I learned how to maintain a long distance relationship. Given that my girlfriend's like all the way in China, and we had been together for a long time, but we had never lived that far apart whilst, still being in a relationship. So I guess that was kind of this new big thing that I had to adjust and kind of learn how to live with throughout the course of the previous 2 years. So far, so good. I mean, it's not an ideal situation in your life, but we are still okay. So, yeah.
That's great.